Salutations, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Spinistry Chat. I am your host, Kevin Lee, and hey, we're going to try to make Spinistry Chat an almost daily thing, but keep it short, keep it brief, hit the high notes each day, and please, your comments are sincerely appreciated. Any feedback is going to be put to great use and is also highly needed. Anything we talk about that has web links available to it, links will be in the comments when appropriate. But without further ado, let's get into today's edition of Spinistry Chat. It is Sunday, June 25th at the time I'm recording this. We'll have it uploaded today, but most people will probably be seeing it tomorrow, hearing it tomorrow or later. But hey, try to get in the habit of listening as each episode comes up. Subscribing's the best way to get notified of that. So today we're going to talk about our Midnight Rambler wrap-up of last night's ride. That was a good time. Our next beginner clinic. Our pop-up rides in real life and online as well. We've got some cool stuff in the works, and we hope you're able to join us. Let's go ahead and talk about our weeknight pop-up rides that we're going to try to do. Basically, when I'm able to squeeze in a ride, I'm going to give folks a heads up and let them know where to meet me during the week. We've already done the Ray Roberts Greenbelt Trail, got some other things, Dallas Levees, Fort Worth Levees, Cypress Waters Trail, Sam Houston Trails Park, a few other spots that we're going to work on as well. So hey, watch this ministry Facebook page, watch your emails as weather permits and business travels permit. I'll give a heads up and say, hey, we'll be here and there in the evening for some in-person riding. So keep an eye out for those. Somewhat along the same lines, but we'll also be doing, there's a new platform out there. We'll call it a competitor of Zwift. I think that's too simplistic. There's more involved than just being a direct competitor of Zwift. But it's one of Dr. George Gilbert, I think his name is. He was the esports main guy for Zwift, and he's taken a lot of where Zwift wasn't getting up to speed on that stuff and made that his focus with Indie Velo. And right now that is in beta mode and free to use. It gives us a lot of flexibility to do online group rides as well. So tonight, Sunday night, we'll be doing our first group ride on Indie Velo, and we'll get more familiar with it, find out what the capabilities are. We can put together some structured races and things like that. So if you have a smart bike or a smart trainer used to Zwift or whatever else, hey, download Indie Velo, join us for a ride or two, and let's see if we can hammer out some pieces to make that work as well. IndieVelo.com. It is for computers only at this time. Not available on Apple TV. Not available on tablet, I don't believe, either. Next beginner clinic, we're looking to do another North Texas DFW area beginner gravel clinic this Saturday. I believe it's July 1st. Looking at a couple of spots, potentially at the Denton Mountain Bike Trail. Meet for the clinic itself at the pavilions and where there's restrooms and everything like that. And if people want to go out for a ride afterwards and work on some of their gravel bike skills, that mountain bike trail is actually extremely useful for that. So we're looking at either that or possibly over by the Sam Houston Trails. There's some rougher gravel there, but also the Campion Trail paved trails for people to get a bike ride in. Please, if you have thoughts or comments along that, please do share. And also weather could play a factor in that decision-making process. If we have storms blow through where the Denton Mountain Bike Trail isn't rideable, then it wouldn't make sense to go there, is kind of my logic. So Saturday, July 1st, we'll probably post that up tonight. And please spread the word to anyone you know that might be interested in a beginner gravel clinic. The first one we did a couple weeks ago at River Legacy Park, I think was really successful. The basic format was pretty close to spot on, a few minor adjustments that were taken away from it. But everyone that joined us for that thought the content was good and it was a useful clinic. And then we'll talk about a quick wrap-up of last night's Midnight Rambler Club Spinistry Beat the Heat ride out of Sanger. Far as I know, everyone had a good time. I saw most of the 35-milers is who I rode with and got passed by along the way. And I didn't come in too far after a big group. So everybody that did the shorter routes had a pretty good time. I did leave before the longer route riders went in there. So happy to hear back from anybody that had a good time or a not so good time there. Feedback is always appreciated, but we had a pretty good crowd. Started off at 7:30. It was still right at 100 degrees when we took off, but sure enough, as soon as that sun went down, it was pretty darn comfortable out there. It's amazing how, even when it's still almost 100 degrees, how much of a difference that sun not blazing on you really does make. And that was with like a 25 mile an hour wind coming from the south along the way. So that's our quick Spinistry chat for today, Sunday, June 25th. Please do comment, subscribe, and look forward to our next episode.